Phyllis Dillon, Don't Touch Me Tomato, Treasure Isle Studio. Okay, one last one, and it's a bonus track here. Nora Dean with the original Mojo Girl. That's the show, or did you want something better? Pure female artists there. We've really been enjoying that, as we always do. And the last one there was Nora Dean, about 1967, Mojo, I think 1968, actually, Mojo Girl. Originally came out incorrectly titled to Marcia Griffiths, and then, of course, subsequently was corrected there. That is Coxon Record Label, which is, of course, Studio One. Plenty of other tunes there. If you wanted to see the full playlist, you could check that at spinatron.com/WRUV. You're in tune to WRUV FM Burlington, 4:04 p.m. And my name is Ja Red. I'm getting out of here. But if you like Jamaican music, I'm appearing live and direct as one of a host of guest DJs for the return of Chancellor Selector 1 week from today at 134 Church Street, Aches Place, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Bashment Tuesdays, Reggae Dance Hall from Jamaica West Indies, featuring the return of Selector Chancellor, also featuring guests like yours truly, Ja Red, Matlock, CeeLo, Super K, DJ Yo, Cousin Dave, Justin B, and the one and only Big Dog. And that's all going on 1 week from today at Aches Place on the bottom of Church Street, Bashment Tuesdays, Reggae Dance Hall right there, tons of vinyl, all kinds of great stuff going on. Differently than that, which is differently than Jamaican music. If you like Latin music, I'm appearing alongside the most explosive salsa orchestra in Vermont, and it's called Alma Picante, Vermont's all-star salsa band, appearing at Afterthoughts in Waitsfield, Vermont, Friday, June 12th. The show is 8 p.m. till 10. I'm on after that as the DJ. And once again, that's Alma Picante, Friday, June 12th, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Afterthoughts in Waitsfield, Vermont. If you want more information or more details, connect with me at facebook.com/jared802, as well as, of course, like I said, Instagram, DJ Jared. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening.
In order to maintain the iconic industries that define Vermont's rural charm, hundreds of migrant workers are forced to experience unjust working conditions. The dairy industry, in particular, is a key culprit of mistreating Vermont's roughly 1,500 migrant workers. According to MigrantJustice.net, an immigrant-led organization seeking economic justice for migrant workers in Vermont, Vermont migrant workers often work up to 60 to 80 hours per week and are systemically excluded from worker and housing rights protections that other Vermonters are entitled to. What can you do to help? Start by learning about where your milk and other dairy products come from. Are the conditions at these farms equitable and humane, or do your dairy products lead to the exploitation of migrant workers? Thanks to the work of Migrant Justice's Milk with Dignity program, around 65 farms in Vermont and New York are covered under the program, in which workers are offered fair wages and humane labor and housing conditions. Check out MigrantJustice.net to learn more about this issue here in Vermont. This message is brought to you by your DJs at WRUV-FM Burlington.
Like me, I ain't never been on welfare, and it's one place I won't be, cause I'll just be working. Long as my two hands are fit to you. Drink a little beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of them working men with me.
Fade it out.
Give me your eyes, I need the sunshine. Give me your eyes, I take the fire out from the wire. I'd share life and you'd share life. If I could take the fire out from the wire, I'd take you in. Nobody knows you. Nobody gives a damn. I said no. And nobody knows you. And nobody gives a damn either way.
Hey, this is Jack from Dead Poets Society, and you're listening to WRUV 90.1 FM, Burlington, Vermont.